And it is very cold outside, ladies and gentlemen, and for that reason we have a rather crackling sound because our technology needs to warm up a little more, and there we have it, but it will get better in a moment. I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel. It is time for the annual legislative update. And Linda is a lobbyist, she is a political commentator and observer, and she's with us for, I don't even know how many years it's been.
Oh, yes, many, at least 10, I think.
I mean, I've been doing the show for 10 years, so maybe it's been
eight,
something like that, a long time. We are getting older and maybe wiser and maybe not, but welcome.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte, glad to be here.
So, it's just the beginning of the session, and let's sort of have an overview of your thoughts about the upcoming session. It's a 30-day session, which is one of those sessions where they're supposed to just focus on the budget, but that's not what happens.
Right, of course. Governors are very ambitious, and they want to get their agendas out there, so they can always put bills on the call that don't have anything to do with the budget, and we know there's going to be quite a few of those this year. Because it's also an election year, 2014. All 70 House members are up for re-election,
right,
as well as all the statewide offices. So that complicates things and makes it more interesting in that partisan way.
What are some of the specific bills that are going to come up that have nothing to do with the budget?
Well, on Tuesday, the governor issued her State of the State address, and of course she has an aggressive agenda, as Governor Richardson seemed to have every 30-day session. So some of the hot topics are ones that we have heard from before, like repeal of the immigrant driver's license. That's going to be on the call.
It's the fifth time she's tried
fourth
to do
time. Fourth oh, time.
Fourth time.
Yeah. Well, there were multiple tries last session.
Right.
But this will be the fourth year where that will be attempted.
And in order to do that, does she have to get somebody to propose a bill,
yes,
and get that bill passed by,
yes,
all committees in both houses?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so Representative Paul Pacheco has already introduced a bill. Then another issue that's coming back is the third grade retention for children not able to read.
Right.
And that's been a philosophical difference between the Democratic-controlled legislature and the governor on how to address that issue, because everybody, of course, wants kids to be able to read by even before the third grade.
You think?
But that's coming back. And
okay.
Then there are some other issues that she just has put forward, expanding the early college high schools, like a program that allows kids, high school kids, to take classes that will, they're called dual credit, and will also, they'll get their associate degree while they're getting their high school degree. So that's a very positive thing.
Because they're so incredibly advanced that high school just isn't good enough for them?
Well, or that could be part of it, yeah. Everybody's eligible to try that. Then there's healthcare issues, particularly in the area of do we have enough healthcare providers to meet the needs? Well, we didn't have enough healthcare providers to meet the needs before we expanded Medicaid and before we had the health insurance exchange and the ability of many people who didn't have insurance to now be able to get insurance. So we're lacking, particularly in primary care. So she has become a champion of expanding primary care providers, providing some money to UNM, University of New Mexico, to increase the number of primary care physicians and to increase the number of nurse practitioners, get some more slots in that school for educating nurse practitioners.
Excellent.
And another thing along those lines, loan repayments for healthcare providers. So if you will serve in underserved areas for X number of years, providing care to people in that community, then you can get all those loans paid back, those tens of thousands of dollars of loans.
Excellent.
Yeah, so some very positive things. Also, the whole water issue. I think we've talked about water over the years and how We haven't really done too much. Now everyone is in more of a panic, I suppose, and the governor is proposing that we spend at least 60% of all the capital outlay dollars on water projects, like communities. We've had some communities this year whose wells went dry, and then the National Guard has to come in and bring tanks of water. So we need to do some things to make sure that these communities have water.
So maybe the new expression should be whiskey's for drinking, water's for talking about incessantly, but not doing anything until there's a crisis.
Yes. Well, that seems to be how the whole West is handling the water situation, and how we're in big denial.
There's some government groups, interstate coalitions, I forgot they were called, that are doing real work.
I think the private entities and the advocacy groups are doing real work. I don't know how much is government doing any real work. I don't know.
Well, to be updated, yes.
Yes. Another hot issue, education. Always a...
Beyond teaching first and second graders to read?
Yeah, even more than that. And it's a philosophical difference. The governor's budget proposes an extra $100 million to go into public schools, and the legislature's version of the budget proposes $140 million. There's a little difference there, and that will be worked out through the budget process, which has already started working, and we can come back to that if you want. Another area, child abuse. We had just recently an incident where a child was killed by his parent, and there's a lot of conflict there because the legislature says, well, CYFD, you're not spending all the money you have. You could hire more caseworkers, and CYFD saying, well, we can't find caseworkers. So that's a big topic in the budget arena about child abuse, and then we need to fix a statute that is weak in who has to report and if there's a penalty for not reporting child abuse. So that's going to be on the agenda.
You know, I want to put something out. When I was in Europe, as a student many, many years ago, I found out that there is a built-in relationship between education and the number of jobs in that field available. So they'll have so and so many slots open for medical students because that's how many doctors they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to do that when you have private education because anybody can open a school and do whatever they want. But in state education, it would really be worth thinking about actually tying spaces available to what is needed. I mean, there's not enough caseworkers, educate caseworkers.
Yeah, that's a good point, although I happen to represent social workers, and the social worker schools are graduating at least 100 people a year, and some of them can't find jobs. So there's a real disconnect, and one of the things that the National Association of Social Workers are going to work on is talking with the department, talking with the schools, and maybe trying to get some better coordination so we can get some of those social workers into those jobs that we really need. And of course, salaries are always an issue. Sometimes the state doesn't pay as much as the hospital or even the public schools.
Right.
Okay, there's a couple more.
Okay.
Okay, the governor's put a DWI sentencing on the agenda to discuss. We still continue to have lots of problems, obviously, with people with 6, 7, 8, 10 DWI. So she wants to tweak the language somewhere. I'm not exactly sure what that one is.
Meaning mandatory jail time after your first or second or 12th or...
Yeah, well, I'll come back and talk about the specifics of that. And then lottery scholarships. We heard last year that we didn't have enough lottery scholarship money, and they actually took about $10 million out of tobacco settlement money to shore up the lottery scholarships. Well, that money is gone now, and they've got to come up with something else to shore up the lottery scholarships. So there was a commission or a task force looking at those issues, and there's going to have to be some changes. Are we going to raise the degree if you have to have a 2.5 now to get a lottery scholarship? There's talk of raising it 2.75 to get in, and maybe just setting flat rates because universities cost a lot more than community colleges. They have really got to come up with the solution this session because there's not enough money in the fund. And they're going to put general fund money in, but when the lottery scholarship was created, the idea was that the lottery would pay for it and that we wouldn't have to use general fund money.
So are we not buying enough lottery tickets?
Evidently not. Everybody go out there and buy some more tickets.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't play.
I don't know if you can win anyway, but... So those are some of the issues that are general and that the governor wants. Now, the legislature, of course, they have, particularly the Democrats in the legislature, they have some concerns and some ideas of their own. And we all know from the media that these behavioral...
You just said media.
Yes, the great media. Yes, we love the media sometimes. And then we hate the media sometimes. But the media has been really good about putting information out about the behavioral health situation, where 15 New Mexico providers who have been providing behavioral health services all over the state for many years were essentially put out of business and Arizona companies came in.
And over an audit that wasn't even completed until after they were kicked out.
Well, it's very complicated. So the legislature, some of the Democrats are going to be proposing some bills to make sure that due process happens before anybody, any kind of company, business that does business with the state. There's some kind of due process before they're eliminated from existence, and that's essentially what happened. And those bills will be difficult because they probably won't be on the governor's call.
Right.
But then many people want to try to fix that so it doesn't happen again in the future.
What about gun control?
Well, I think Representative Miguel Garcia has already introduced his background check. Yes, bill. But it may not be on the call either because the governor has... Although the governor said she would support something like that, I don't know if she's sent a message down. I'm sure he's trying to get that. So we don't know if gun control will be discussed or not. But
so if it's not on the governor's call, it doesn't get voted on?
No, it can't be voted on.
Oh.
It's not germane.
Right.
Unless there's a message from the governor about the topic, and then the legislative committees will decide, well, we think this really falls under that topic, so we'll rule it germane.
Hmm.
But there's a strategy from Democratic legislators to go the constitutional amendment route. And if you look at the list of bills already introduced by the legislature, there's about 20 constitutional amendments. And this is an election year strategy because there's a constitutional amendment to raise the minimum wage. And we know when the public gets to vote on that, that usually passes.
Yeah.
It passed in Albuquerque, last year, where by referendum they raised the minimum wage to $8.50 an hour, and it was a 66% vote of the public. The Democrats would really like to see a minimum wage bill on the general election in November of this year. Then Jerry Ortiz-Pino has a legalized marijuana bill, which he would like to see on the ballot. That's going to be tough too.
That would pass? Do we have?
I don't think we're probably quite ready for that. A lot of people are saying, let's see what happens in Colorado. How does it work there? But Colorado's counting on it being a great revenue generator for taxes.
$1 million the first day.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
In sales.
Yeah, yeah.
And as they said, boringly orderly.
I talked to another legislator who's going to do a constitutional amendment related to payday loans.
Ah.
And that, of course, would be popular with the public. And then there's the one that we've talked about before, and there's lots of media about the land-grant permanent fund for early childhood programs.
Right.
That will come back. And that is a good vote generator for on the ballot because they've done a lot of polling and the public strongly supports using funds for early childhood. They're not as enthusiastic about them going to regular public education, which is sort of a problem. Then the Democrats have issued their economic development jobs program, so they have bills as well as the governor on how to create jobs in New Mexico, get companies to come in and improve the economy, because we are in our area, we are the lowest in new job production from in Texas, Arizona, all to Colorado, all the states around us. Their economies are coming back, and ours just is not coming back.
Okay. What kind of jobs? I mean, there's a limited number of kinds of jobs that New Mexico can kind of generate or import.
Right. Well, the biggest bill I saw was for a lot of money, millions of dollars, to try to bring new businesses into New Mexico. I think it would be good to also try to grow some of our existing businesses. And of course, we just heard Intel is cutting 5,000 jobs worldwide, and we don't know yet how many jobs that we'll lose in New Mexico from
right.
Intel.
But I mean, it has to be water.
Jobs.
Not using water very much kind of businesses. Whatever happened to the old film industry controversy? Are we not going to fight about that this year?
No, we're not. It seems to be working really well with the tax credits. We've gotten a lot of television shows into New Mexico filming, even at our Santa Fe studios. I think there's, can't remember the name of the television show, but it's producing for another year. So the film situation is quiet, and it's quiet as far as the controversy around it, and is the film industry is doing quite well, as I understand.
Very nice. Well, that's a spot of good news.
There you go.
Anything else before we go?
I think that gives you an overview of what we're expecting. It's going to be a contentious session again because it is an election year. But hopefully we'll get some good things that will help the people of New Mexico.
Linda Siegel is a lobbyist. She is with us every Friday for the duration of the legislative session from 8 to 8:30. And what are your own interests this year as a lobbyist?
Well, this year I'm working on getting more domestic violence funding in. Because of the recession, we lost domestic violence programs lost about $4.5 million. And we're trying to get that money restored so that the programs who have the same or greater needs will be able to serve people. And I'm working on nursing issues because I represent many of the nursing groups. So I'll be busy.
Linda Siegel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.